searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
I know it's very important for us as the people of God to know and understand, and especially young people, young adults, when it comes to the Lord's church, it is to operate in unity or as one. The Lord wants his people to be on the same page. Our God desires families and individuals to think, talk, and do according to his written and the revealed word of God. Now, because we're all different and we all have different maturity levels, we still need to be on the same page. We need to operate as one. And of course, what I'm teaching you this morning is biblical. When you consider scriptures like Psalm 133:1, in part, many of you are familiar with, it talks about how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The brethren, God's people, right? Then you consider verses that you also know, like Matthew 12:25. Y'all don't have to go to it, but it talks about, in part, how every city or house divided against itself will not stand. What is he talking about in the text? We need to be together, okay? And then a less familiar verse that you've probably heard is also in Philippians 3:16. Again, you don't have to go there. But Paul tells the church in part, let us walk by the same, look at this, rule. Let us be of the same mind. What is Paul saying? We need to be on the same page. How many, by a show of hands, you understand God's church needs to be unified? Yeah, we need to be operating as one body. Now, this is important, young people, because when the Lord gives a charge or commands us to do something, the world, the flesh, and the enemy is going to fight against us in an attempt for us to do the complete opposite. So if God wants us to be one, flesh, the enemy, and the world is going to try to divide us. If the Lord wants us to go to the left, our adversaries and ourselves are going to try to make us go in another direction. Are y'all with me? Case in point, we must strive, no matter what, to continue in what God has commanded us. No matter what we're going through, when God tells us to think, talk, or do a particular thing, that's what we strive to do. Yeah. And it shouldn't just be the pastor, ministers. It needs to be all of us, including young people. We need to be, again, on the same page. And that page being what God has ordained. Now, I'm not going to go there, but in your personal time, check out 2 Kings 18. That's a good chapter to read about what I'm talking about. You'll see the king's name is Hezekiah, and he is teaching Israel, or God's people, to trust the Lord. Look, let's just trust God. But then the enemy, who was using King Assyria, he was trying to get the people not to trust the Lord. And that backs up what I just said. God will tell us something to do, but enemies will try to get us to do something else. Can I bring it on home? It's just like in 2021, the Lord desired a place of refuge and the connection of churches to trust the Lord. How? Wholeheartedly. But isn't it amazing how situations, the world, and people did not want us to trust the Lord wholeheartedly? I don't know. Did y'all see that this year? The Lord said trust him, but the world wanted us to be fearful. People wanted us to be fearful. Folk did not want us to trust in our God wholeheartedly. And I'm saying this because it's so important, again, for us to understand what God commands us to do, we all need to be striving to do it. When God gives a church a theme, especially when it's God sent, when God gives a church, a youth church or what have you, a theme, he expects everyone to walk therein. Children, teenagers, young adults, single, married, what have you. If he says, this is what I have ordained for the congregation, that needs to be how we think, talk, and act. But again, when God gives a thing, the enemy, the world, and others are going to try to get us to do the total opposite. And it was so clear these last 2 years, and especially this year. Am I the only one that could discern that? Yeah. So we need to make sure we understand how important it is to be where God wants us to be. To be in the will of God and not allow anything or anyone to move us. And anytime an individual decides to do contrary to the will of God, that's dangerous. Lord have mercy. Look at somebody and say, that's dangerous. Look at my notes. Likewise, 2021 was a year the Lord desired us to trust him. How? Wholeheartedly. However, some decided to stay in the will of God, and sadly, some chose to lean to their own understanding. How many know that's dangerous? Yeah. Anytime you do something contrary to what God said do, you're in the danger zone. And I don't want to be in the danger zone. When he talks about understanding, listen, I want us to get this. When a person has understanding, they grasp the will of God. Not only the will of God, you grasp what the season of God is. When you and I have understanding that comes from God, we grasp what we should be thinking, how to be talking, and what we should be doing, and we also grasp the season that we're in. We're in a season of bigger and better, right? Good and happy. We in that season. If you have understanding, even though the world wants us to be in fear mode, you're not gonna go there. Why? You have understanding. And things are going to come your way and try you and try me, but we have to hold on to understanding. Understanding is very important. Very, very, very important. Let's look at some truths in Scripture about understanding. All right? Let's start in Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16. Y'all with me? All right. Let me build this little foundation. Proverbs 16, and notice, if you will, verse 16. And it reads, how much better to get wisdom than gold, And to get, help me, understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. What is this proverb telling us? Divine understanding is valuable. It's priceless. God's understanding is valuable or priceless. Understanding is so important that young people need to get understanding. That's what the Bible teaches. In all you're getting, you need to make sure you get understanding. You need to make sure you get the will of God. You need to make sure you understand the seasons of God. Because when you and I leave God's house, our mind going to be under attack. We're going to go through different things in life. But we need to make sure we have something valuable so we can be productive. And that's understanding. Not just about church things, young folk, but about life. We need to have understanding on how to be productive young adults that's transitioning into adulthood. So I got to make sure I have understanding. I need to understand how to handle money. I need to understand how to deal with folk. I need to understand how to handle sexual pressure. I need to understand this, that, and the other. I need to understand how to pray. I need to understand how to get a word from God. I need to have understanding, not just in one aspect of my life, but in every aspect. Before you take certain drugs or medication, you better get understanding, because believe you me, if it's man-made, it's going to have some type of side effect. And then it's amazing how some of the side effects are worse than what you're dealing with in your body. You better get some understanding as a young person. When you get a credit card, get some understanding. You sign a promissory note or some type of agreement, get an understanding. Why? Understanding, according to the verse, young folk, it is priceless. It's valuable. I got to have it. Are y'all with me? Let's look at another truth about understanding. Let's go to Psalm 147. Lord have mercy. That's one thing I appreciate about being in God's church, especially coming up as a young adult. There were just a lot of things I did not have understanding about. And I was so thankful that there was a productive men's ministry and productive men in the church I could go to that would give me understanding. Young in marriage and having a tough time, but there was mature married folk that I could go to give me some understanding about how to be married and how to be with a woman. You know, the Bible teaches dwell with a woman with understanding. Man, I needed some understanding, because what I learned as a young man, it didn't work. I needed something valuable. I needed something that could get me through so I could be happy. Am I right about it? But see, young folk, you got alternatives. You got Google, Siri, internet, social media. You got all these voices coming at you. And I'm trying to teach you the best piece of information you can get is going to come from God, which is truth. You need truth or God's understanding so you can be productive in every aspect of your life. Now, y'all ain't saying nothing, but am I right about it? All right, Psalm 147, and let's look at verse number 5. Psalm 147. Ready? Verse 5. Great is our Lord, and mighty in, help me, power. His understanding is infinite. Look at why I need understanding. God's understanding is infinite. He knows and understands everything. When your body gets sick, when you go through things in your own body, who know your body better than God? Nobody. How many in here ever been to a doctor before? By a show of hands. You know, you fill out the application. They ask. They don't know, so they ask. What's your name? where you live. Tell me about yourself. Isn't it amazing? God already knows that. He know all of that. Then they got the nerve to ask you, well, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's going on in your body? God knows and understands everything about you, and he don't even have to ask. He said, look, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I already knew you. The numbers on your head, I know, or the hairs on your head, I know the number of them. God know everything down to the very intent of our heart. So when I get the going through in my body, I can say, Lord, what do I need to do? Why? His understanding is infinite. Baker, you just need to go and do this right here. Baker, you need to drink this right here. Baker, call such and such and ask them such and such, and they're going to tell you exactly what to do. He understands, help me, everything. Woo, but how many of us do that the way we should do that? But see, when you understand who the Lord is and how his understanding is infinite, you'll consider him first before you consider anybody else. Look at somebody and say, the Lord understands everything about you. Yeah, he know the situation you are in right now. He know the choices that you have to make about your career, about relationships, about this, that, and the other. Look at somebody and say, he understands. That's right. He understands everything about you and your life. So why not consider what he has to say? Lord, have mercy. I said, why not consider what he has to say? And what I love about the Lord is he'll not only listen to what we request or put before him, he gonna guide us in all truth. Yeah, he gonna tell you what you should do, and you gonna have a good understanding. You're gonna be like, man, I know this is what God want me to do. You're gonna have peace about your decision, whether it's not popular or common with your peers. God understands everything. So much so, Daniel realized this. Daniel understood that God was the one that could interpret dreams. There were kings, magicians, scientists, and so forth. They could not answer the king's question. He wanted to know what his dream was about. And he basically said, whoever can't tell me, they're going to get dealt with. Daniel had so much understanding. He was full of understanding. He went and sought the Lord. He said, Lord, tell me what's going on. And guess what God did? Gave him understanding. And see, that's how we need to be as young people. We need to have the mindset that the God that we serve, his understanding is unlimited. But guess whose understanding is limited? Pastor, your mom, yourself. Got a degree, but your understanding is limited. How many understand this by a show of hands? Yeah. All right, let's go on. Let's go to Proverbs 2. Let's go back to Proverbs 2. Lord have mercy. Proverbs 2, and let's look at verse 6. So how do we get this valuable understanding? What's the source? Proverbs 2 and 6 tells us, for the Lord gives, help me, wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. God is going to make sure his people get knowledge and understanding from his mouth. That's why we need to make sure we are not only in church, but attentive to what's coming forth from the Lord's mouth. He's going to give us understanding. Do y'all think the Lord knew about Rona before it was broadcast to the world? Do y'all think the Lord knew that? Yeah. Why, Pastor? Because he's the beginning and the end. The first and the last. So he told us prior to Rona, look, just trust me wholehearted. Just trust me. We didn't even know about it. But when it came on the scene, we should have already had the understanding. Look, no matter what go down, I need to trust the Lord wholeheartedly. God does not change. He's going to always give his people understanding from the mouth of his prophets. But it's important for us young people, adults, to make sure we have a hunger and thirst for that righteousness. We got to make sure no matter where we find ourselves in life, we have an ear to hear what God is saying to the church. Lord, I want your understanding. I don't want what CNN is giving out. I don't want what Fox is giving out. I don't want what TMZ is giving out. I want your understanding. I want your understanding. And there's some of us this year, you were walking in God's understanding, and that's why you wasn't in fear. That's why you wasn't studying what was going on in the world, because you had God's understanding. Some of us got the testimony that 2021 was one of your best years. Some of us got the testimony that God did some great things despite what the world was saying. Why? You have God's understanding. God blessed some of us real good in 2021. Rona didn't stop God from blessing you. Why? Because you have understand. You went through some things in 2021, but God brought you out. Why? You have God's understand. You know it's your time for bigger and better. You have God's understand. You understood that better is here and better is on the way. You have God's understand. You understand, and it's going to come forth on a weekly basis. It's going to come forth from God's prophet. Right? Y'all see it? Read it with me one more time. Proverbs 2 and 6. Let's see if you got it and y'all can read it right. For the Lord gives from his mouth come knowledge and understand. Don't you ever forget that. True understanding comes from God's mouth. True understanding comes from God's mouth. Now, let's look at the flip side, the danger of your own understanding. Now, we've been talking about God's or divine understanding, but we got to look at the antithesis, because sadly, some folk have chosen not to walk in divine understanding, but their own understanding. And again, that's dangerous. Lord have mercy. I said that's dangerous. Let's go to Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8. And I'm telling y'all, I'm just convinced as you turn to Proverbs 8, we are definitely in the last days. We are here. We are here. Perilous times, the Bible describes the last days. People's heart growing cold in the last days. People being more unholy. Unthankful, loving pleasure and money more so than God. Man, we are here. And so we need to make sure, young folk, that we ain't leaning to our own understanding. We here. Look at Proverbs 8 and 14. Y'all read this with me. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. God's understanding gives what? Strength. So if a person is not walking in God's understanding and they're leaning to their own understanding, what are they going to lack according to this verse? Strength. You ain't going to make it. If an adult or a young person chooses to reject God's understanding, they're going to lack strength, going to lack power. You're going to easily be deceived. The enemy is going to take advantage of you. You lack strength when you don't walk in God's understanding, but choose to walk in your own understanding. Go ahead and live by what's coming on that news. You're going to lack strength. You're going to be depressed, fearful, confused, hopeless. if you do not walk in God's understanding, you ain't going to have no strength. You're going to be like, oh, Lord, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going to do nothing. I don't know how I'm going to. That's how you're going to be thinking, talking, and acting. Why? You lack strength. That's why I got to make sure I don't reject what God is sending forth. I got to receive it as a young man, you as a young woman, so you don't lack strength, power. And how many know God wants us to have power? And the power that we get not only comes from his word, but comes from his Holy Spirit. Acts 1 and 8, I give you strength or I give you power when you receive the Holy Spirit. If there was ever a time that we need to be walking in divine strength or power, it's now. You need to be making sure you not only say, but are spirit-filled and walking in God's understanding. Because it's some crazy folk and crazy happenings going on in our day and time. Am I right about it? And so what we need to do is make sure that we understand we should be trusting the Lord wholeheartedly. Someone really encouraged me this week and said, trusting God should be a lifestyle. Yes. Trusting God should be a what? It should be something as a child of God. It's just what you do. You trust the Lord. You rely on him. You have confidence in him. That's what it means primarily to just trust the Lord. As a young person, you're going to have confidence in your God. Not in yourself, not in no celebrity. No, I'm going to trust my God. I'm going to rely totally on him. And this is what it's going to take. Look at Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16. Let's look at this trust as I hit the corner. Let's look at trust. Trusting the Lord. Trusting the Lord. Having confidence on him. Relying on him. Proverbs 16. And go to verse 20. Are y'all with me? Lord have mercy. Look at what's going to happen if I trust the Lord. He, in verse 20, he who heeds the word wisely will find good. And whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. See, if I trust the Lord, ain't no way I'm going to be depressed. If I'm trusting the Lord, I'm not going to be fearful. If I'm trusting the Lord, I'm not going to be confused. I'm going to be happy. And I don't know about you, I'm happy right now. And I'm not telling you everything is 100% the way I want it to be in my life, but I know I'm trusting the Lord, so I'm happy right now. My question is, are you happy right now? Are you happy with being saved in the will of God, trusting him wholeheartedly? Are you happy in the MSW this morning? That's it. When you and I trust the Lord, you know things are going to work out together for your good. When you're trusting the Lord, you know the Lord is going to supply your need according to his riches and glory. When you are trusting the Lord, you know that by his stripes, you're already healed. When you're trusting the Lord, you know he's going to tell you to go left, right, or stand still. He's going to guide you into all truth. You're going to be happy. Whether you got storms in your life or everything is wonderful, you're going to be happy. But when I see young folk and adults that's always depressed, somebody ain't trusting the Lord. Always down and out, somebody ain't trusting. Talking about what's going on in the world more so than the word, somebody ain't trusting the Lord. But again, when a person trusts the Lord, they're going to be what? Happy. How many like being happy? Matter of fact, I love being happy. I don't like being miserable. And I have chose sometime to be miserable, but them days are over. I love being, I can't hang around too many folk that don't like being happy because I know that spirit can jump on me if I'm not careful. So I like to hang around other happy folk. Where are my folk in here that's trusting the Lord and you're happy? That's it. That's it. And you and I, we have to look in our own life, young folk. When we're not happy, we have to ask ourselves, am I really trusting the Lord as a young person? Am I praying? Am I in the Word? Am I obeying what's coming forth from His prophet? When you start doing those things, you're going to be what? You're going to be happy. Lord, have mercy. True happiness is found in God when we trust Him. Are y'all with me? All right, let's go. Let's go to 2 Samuel. Let's go to 2 Samuel. Y'all do know I'm about done. Okay, I'm serious. I'm serious. Because I got another assignment to do after this. Let's go to 2 Samuel. Okay. 2 Samuel. 22. 31. So if we're truly trusting the Lord wholeheartedly, what's going to be one result? Going to be happy. 2 Samuel 22:31. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all those who trust in Him. If I am trusting the Lord wholeheartedly, He's going to protect me. I said, if I am trusting the Lord wholeheartedly, He is going to protect me, just like a shield. Just like a shield. I don't have to be fearful. He's going to protect me. Even if I do go through something, I understand many are the afflictions of the righteous, but He delivers them out of them all. God going to take care of me. I'm trusting Him. It only got worse for Peter when he was walking on water, when he started looking at the storm, the waves, and the wind. Then the Bible says he began to sink. But as long as he trusted the Lord, he was just doing the super, he was doing the supernatural. When he stopped trusting the Lord, you know what the Lord said to him? Why did you doubt? Oh, you basically of little faith. Why you stop trusting me? Young folk, they can talk about five different variants. Look, when I'm trusting the Lord, He going to protect me. It can be a new strand of the cold, flu, whatever it is, God's still going to protect me. He told me in Psalm 103, Baker, I'm the one that will heal you of all your diseases. That's one of my benefits. I heal you of all your diseases. Whatever you go through, you don't have to fear. Just trust me, and I'm going to be just like a shield. I'm going to protect you. But it's just not for Baker. It's for those who believe. How many know God will protect you? Just like a shield. They had shields back in Scripture that when they got behind those shields, it would cover them from their head all the way down to the ground. And if the enemy used a sword, if the enemy used an axe, or if the enemy had fiery darts, that shield would totally protect them from arrows and other weapons that were formed against them. How many know God still ain't changed? When we trust Him, and I want you to get in your spirit, if you trust Him as a young person, God is going to make sure you are protected, divinely protected. You know how the old folks say, from things that we can see and things that are unseen. That's the type of protection I want. Matter of fact, that's the type of protection I have. I know God is with me. He told me, I never leave you and I never forsake you. I'm going to protect you. Young folk, I'll protect you. They were trying to kill Jesus as a baby, but God directed His parents on how to protect baby Jesus. Told him, look, you just leave the city. Go here, go there. God divinely protected the baby. The king back in Moses' days was killing all of the babies, all of the infants. But God divinely protected Moses. God does not change. I don't know what you're going through or may go through this week, but understand, if you trust God, he's going to divinely protect. God got you. I said God is going to make sure that you are well taken care of. That's why we need to trust him, y'all folk. Because I'm telling you, the closer the end comes, we're going to be hearing a lot of rumors. You're going to be hearing a lot of bad reports. But we have to be to the point to where we are still trusting the Lord wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. You're going to see a lot of things on social media. And I firmly believe in these last days, as a personal opinion, some type of way, that internet, these smartphones going to play a role in it. Because what other way can you get a bad report out to the entire world in a few seconds? Just right there in the palm of your hand on a smart device. Technology, you know what I'm saying? So regardless of the reports, young folk, we need to make sure we're trusting God. How? Wholeheartedly. Lord, I can still be happy. Because you said you overcame the world. And if you overcame the world, I got joy. I got peace. Lord, you're going to protect me, my family. You're going to make sure we straight, regardless of what goes down. Young folk, we need to trust God wholeheartedly and not lean to our own understanding. We need to make sure, young folk, that we have in us, come to God's house. Get God's understanding. Know his will and the seasons. We need to have that in us. If I can't make it, I need to make sure I'm still privy to what the prophets are saying. I need to be listening so I can have God's understanding in my heart. Because if I don't, I'm in the danger zone. I'm not going to have no strength. Are y'all getting this? We need to make sure we are connected to God more so than anyone. More so than anyone. I just firmly believe that's how we need to live our life, trusting him with all of our heart. All of our heart. That's how we need to be. How many understand and you receive this brief teaching this morning? All right? I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap.